Hi, I'm Shadow Stevens. While I'm doing this and that and the other thing at the very same time, I'm having a great time on The Jeremiah Show, the greatest show in the history of the world. For the love of God, subscribe. No, seriously, subscribe.
It's The Jeremiah Show. Tearing back the curtain on the hospitality, music, and entertainment industry with insider tips and the hottest global guests in the biz. With Dr. D and special LA personal development commentator Mike Gormley. He's a restaurant and bar fixture, a partner with legendary rock star drummer Mick Fleetwood in Fleetwood's on Front Street in Maui, and he's your radio host. And now, from a race around the sun, Jeremiah Higgins.
Welcome to the Jeremiah Show, Dr. D. It's so nice, again, to be here in the fall. I love the fall. We were talking about it on the last show.
And
we didn't get all the way in. I wanted to ask, what's your favorite thing to do in the fall?
Oh, my gosh.
Because life has changed right now, but we got to have hope. And I need to think of road trips.
Road trip is one. That would be one thing.
Getting outside of that crisp air, doing some walking. What do you do?
Well, I would say road trip would be at the top of the list for me now here at the age of 60. But when you first asked me that, the first thing that came to my mind was when we as kids would get home from school in September and October. We'd go out into my dad's front yard, and there were no fences. We were on a street that had a T-section at both ends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so cars had to make the turn in order to come down the street. And there were no fences on most all of the yards up and down, and we were in the middle of the block. And we would play kickball. And we'd have the diamond. My dad, to his consternation, we would always play in the yard next to one of his favorite trees that somehow we would hurt. But it was kickball, and playing out there in the fall air, it was wonderful. It was fantastic.
That's nice. Fall weather.
That was the first thought that came to my mind. And then, of course, now it's like road trip. I want to hook that trailer up to the truck.
Where would you go?
Well, for Thanksgiving, believe it or not, which is a little further into the fall, we're going to go up to the Big Sur area, see if we can't find a place just to camp for a couple of nights.
Mm-hmm.
Probably boondock it. I guess that's what they call it. And just get away for a few days, for a couple
get away.
Days.
Scenic road trip.
There you go.
Drive. Get up the coast.
Or maybe go to Maine. Stay in a cabin somewhere.
It's nice.
Secluded.
Watch the leaves change colors.
Well, in that case, in November, the leaves will be falling, and I'll be up there in a off the grid.
Yeah, better get there now.
Yeah, that's Adam Phillips hearing there. We've got Mike Gormley here. We've got a full show, got all of our little cubes are filled up with wonderful faces of our friends.
Funny faces.
Well, I was going to say nice, but the nice recognizing our friends here that we love to have on the show. Mike Gormley, Adam Phillips, and we're talking about, there's so much has changed, and I don't want to talk about that. I'm tired of talking about that. Everybody knows that, but a lot of it hasn't. The traditions, like do stuff to make yourself feel good. Get outside, take a drive, decorate your house. I mean, we've got three holidays coming up. You got Halloween, you got Thanksgiving, we got Christmas and all of that, and then all the other holidays. Decorate your house, make it smell good, play some great music from these guys. Just enjoy, look forward to this coming up in the fall here. There's still a lot of great things that we can all do and to enjoy our life. And so there's also, you talked about Maine. Have you been to Buffalo, New York? I'm sure, Mike Gormley, that's close to your old stomping grounds, yeah?
Well, I used to listen to the radio from Buffalo, New York, but I've only made it there once or twice.
Yeah, because you were up in Ottawa, right, up in Canada?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So how close is that? You can pick up the radio station?
At night, you could pick up Buffalo, New York, and I could pick up WABC in New York City. So at night, I'd be listening to these great radio stations.
Why only at night, I wonder? The signals were...
Oh, the signals were better.
Traveled better
because they traveled.
Night?
The atmosphere rises, and so the radio wave goes up higher into the atmosphere and comes down, so it goes further. I would in Phoenix would listen to KGO out of San Francisco.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Oh yeah,
Dr. D with the
facts. We could listen to. We got WWVA Wheeling, West Virginia. The I think that's the Grand Ole Opry.
Wow.
I can't say I listened to it a lot, but at night you could hear it up in Ottawa. But mainly WABC and WKBW in Buffalo.
What about you, Adam? I forget where you're from, but you're not from Santa Barbara originally, right? Were you?
No, I'm from outside of Buffalo. That's
really?
Where I thought you were going.
Okay. I had a feeling. I remember we'd had a conversation, and it felt
familiar. Yeah, no, I grew up in the country.
So I want to ask both of you.
I grew up in the country, but now we're outside of Buffalo.
That's right, and you worked at a restaurant too, right? Up there? Up in Buffalo?
Yeah, for a little while.
Yeah. I want to ask if either one of you have been to this.
Rodeo.
Have either of you been to Buffalo's famous, since 1990, it's been the world's largest disco.
Oh, wow.
It's an annual.
Oh, gee, golly, I missed that one. Oh, darn.
Listen, it's an annual event every fall. And they sell out every year at 7,000 person capacity.
Jeez.
It's the largest disco event you'll find anywhere. And it's been called the greatest people watching event in the world.
Oh, man. Seriously.
Did you ever hear about this, Adam? Something
no,
to do in the fall.
No. But it sounds like it's bigger than Dingus Day in Buffalo. So it must be something.
What's that day? What was it called?
Dingus Day?
Dingus Day is the day they run around and whack each other. Dingus Day. You have to look it up. It's a day they run around and whack each other with pussy willows and eat a lot of Polish food.
Oh, man. Fascinating.
One of the biggest days of the year.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Jeremiah Show. Hey, Dr. D, you know I love to make you hungry right before lunch. I've got a couple updates here from some of our favorite restaurants out there. You know the Empty Bullets in the Public Market in Santa Barbara. Jerry Lee is the proprietor. He's invited everybody down to cure that Thai noodle craving at Empty Bowl Gourmet Noodle Bar. They've got patio seating now with TVs, takeout, and delivery available, and you can just give them a call at 805-335-2426. They've got really great patio seating again and TVs. You know, the food is amazing. And we've also got Matt Dugan, you know, our general manager down there in L.A., previously of Luke, but now of AOC and a few of the other Suzanne Goen restaurants. They've got your fall favorites to go at AOC. They are offering a seasonal prefix menu available for pickup and delivery only. It's $45 per person, but exclusive of beverage tax and gratuity. You can check them out online at AOC. And really, really good fall favorites to go. Check them out. Get hungry. Pick it up. Eat it. Yum.
Laughing with your pretty mouth. Laughing with your broken eyes. Laughing with your lover's talk in lullaby. Where do you go when you're lonely? Where do you go when you're blue? Where do you go when you're lonely? I'll follow you when the stars go blue. Stars go blue. Stars go blue. Stars go blue. Going down kitchen at the top of the stairs. Can I mix in with your upstairs? Share a smoke, make a joke. Grasp and reach for a leg of hope. Words memorize, words hypnotize. Words make mouth exercise. Words all fail, the magic prize. There's nothing I can say when I'm in your mind. Oh my, 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 oh my mother. I would love to love you, lover. Cities, rest.
My name's Danny Trejo, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show. And on it, I'm talking about my cookbook. It's awesome. Hey, I got a documentary coming out and dropped a record called Satisfy My Soul. Check it out. Trejo's music. Jeremiah, you're loved, Holmes.
Back to the Jeremiah Show. This is a nice fall episode here.
Absolutely.
For, one of the best things to do for me in my life, with things I enjoy the most in the fall and every day, is listening to good music. So we've got two special guests today, our good friend Mike Gormley of LA Personal Development and Adam Phillips. He's the founder of the Folk Orchestra of Santa Barbara. Both of them are premiering a new single on the show today, and we're going to play it. We've never done this before, but we're going to play both songs in their entirety. So enjoy. I figured, hey, let's listen to some great music. It's the fall. Put down your windows if you're driving and listen to great music from these two gentlemen here. So let me do an introduction from Mike Gormley and his new song, his new single. Dr. D, there's Dylan. There's McCartney. There's Lennon, Simon, Springsteen, and there's Gormley now. Mike Gormley.
I like that. That's quite a band.
Great, great songwriters in
this
world.
Is that your favorite band? That grouping of people would be a band of yours?
These are some of the best songwriters in the world, and now we've got a new addition to the list. Mike Gormley, he's a LA Personal Development founder and president. Here's something that it's off of his website, but it's really good. If you're out there and you're a new musician, a new artist, you have that talent, you have that drive, but there's always more to learn. And the music business is constantly changing. Mike Gormley has been involved in the music business for decades now. I don't want to date you there, Mike, but you've been in you've seen quite a bit.
Can't hide that.
Yeah. He gets you through this music maze and gets you right to where you want to be. He was born, as we said earlier, in Ottawa. He's received top recognition as a journalist, as a record company executive, an artist manager, music supervisor for TV and films, and he's a marketing and PR expert. All right, I'm going to give it out. 40 years or so, right, Mike?
You've been doing like
40 years?
Yeah.
Not 30.
I can't get away with that. Around 40.
It's been 30. For 10 years.
Right.
You've been responsible, Mike, and been involved in some of the biggest names in the music business, setting into motion many artists' international careers. You've brought to the world such successful artists as film composer Danny Elfman, massively successful pop band The Bangles, and you helped launch the careers of such diverse artists as Rod Stewart, Rush, BTO, The Police, and Supertramp. You wrote a new song. It's called Thin Armor. Mike Gormley, welcome to the show. I want to hear about Thin Armor. Why did you write this song? Have you ever... Is this the first song that you wrote, or?
No, I've been writing lyrics. Whoa, I almost knocked you over there. Sorry. I've been writing lyrics.
Doesn't take much.
For a long time. Huh?
It doesn't take much to knock me over.
No, I know. I almost did.
I was knocked over by the first time I heard the song, by the way.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you. You know, I wrote the lyrics sometime over the last couple of years, but I've been writing lyrics since I was a kid, but not seriously. But I have some serious musician friends, And I thought, well, I'm going to send one of them these lyrics. Ira Ingber is his name, and he's at the moment in the band Jackie O, but he has he's played with everybody, and
Bob Dylan, Bonnie Raitt, Brian Wilson, Captain Beefheart.
Wow,
yeah,
some of the people he's played around with. Yeah,
and you've heard his music in movies and all kinds of stuff. So I sent him the lyrics. I took a deep breath and hit send, and I didn't get an email back saying, "Are you out of your mind?" He seemed to like it and started working on it. And then I gave him I'm a drummer, if I'm any musician at all. So, and I don't know all the terminology. So I just gave him the idea of the song, the tempo and the feel of the song, and he turned that into music. So he and I wrote it together, and the band Jackie O has recorded it, which is Ira's band, along with Steve Bartek from Oingo Boingo and Danny Elfman and John Avila, who's also was a member of Oingo Boingo, but also
Neil Young.
Has played with Neil Young and all kinds of people. And the drummer, Dave Raven, who he's like played with everybody. Keith Richards.
Lucinda Williams.
Yeah, it's just a long list.
Yeah.
Lucinda Williams. And
so these guys recorded the song.
Great drummer. Though they recorded it. I didn't get in on recording. I just wrote the lyrics and with Ira. So, but it's cool, you know, and it's it's interesting to hear your words suddenly come out of a speaker and you know, with music behind them and everything. They recorded it. It didn't take them long. It took them a couple of weeks back and forth, but it was pretty exciting to receive it. And it's already, you know, been sent out to film people and that sort of thing. We'll see what happens. And it will be released. It hasn't been released yet, but it will be released. It can be heard on SoundCloud, but I...
And you can hear...
It's not public yet, let's say. You're going to debut it.
It's called Thin Armor, and it's the lyrics. I was considering reading them, but I don't want to do it any disservice. But the lyrics are very personal. It seems like they're very, you know, thin armor. You're basically tell me what the song's about. But it basically,
well, it's about everybody has they have armor against whatever is going on in their lives. You know, against politics, against life in general. Everybody's got a thin armor, but as you move along through life, it starts to get a little rusty and a little it starts to break down. So you get down to thin armor, but the song is positive because even the thin armor protects me somehow is the gist of the song.
Well, it's a great song. We thank you for sharing it with us, Mike. We're going to play it here at the break in its entirety, and then you're working. You said on the artwork for the album, for the song, for the single.
Yeah. So once we get that done, it'll be available to the public. We'll let you know about it.
Okay. Perfect. Well, I appreciate you sharing the song with us here, and. You're a man of so many talents. Who would know that? Who would have known that you just keep adding more and more to them?
You got to try, you know.
So, Mike is. If you're a fan of the show and you listen, you know that Mike Gormley has his own music roundtable episodes that he brings in some of the biggest producers, music managers, musicians, and artists that he's worked with over the years, and we get to hear almost like a fly on the wall. We get to check out what you or listen to your stories from these different gentlemen or women in the industry that you've worked with. What do you got coming up, Mike? Anything you can share with us? Or
yeah, I'm working on now on the Quincy Coleman. Some time past was on your show talking about this song, and now it's out. It's called "We Can Do This." Excuse me, "We Can Do This Now," and it's one song. It's a 5-song EP. It's different versions of the song. But it's really starting to move. It's on YouTube, and I just in the last few days we've picked up a couple of thousand viewers, and the word's just starting to get out there. And it's based on or inspired by a Greta Thunberg speech she gave about a year and a half ago. And it's about when she was talking about our houses burning and I want you to panic. It's very strong, and we've got a lot of really cool people coming in to support it and that sort of thing. So it's just getting going, but it's getting going quite nicely. We'll see what happens with it. It's on YouTube. It's called We Can Do This Now, and it's there's a video version, an environmental version, and a racial justice version. Same song, but different approaches to it. So it's great. That's what we're concentrating on at the moment. And then I'm working with Jeff Skunk Baxter on some. Jeff, it's just this coming Saturday, probably past Saturday by the time this is heard. He's going to do a private show in San Diego. It's his first performance since playing in NAMM in January. And as you know, his past is Steely Dan and Doobie Brothers, and just got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And so this coming Saturday, he's going to do a very small private gig in support of the fight against suicide within the military. And he told me the other day that there are 20 suicides a day in the military or ex-military. That's phenomenal.
That's terrible.
So he's working on that. So anyway, those are the things that are keeping me busy.
You know, one of the things I love about the Quincy Coleman song is that she uses two children's choirs throughout
Los Angeles Children's Choir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's great. It sounds beautiful. And then Chris Pierce is a great LA-based singer, and he wails on one of those versions. And as you get into the song, Chris's voice slides in.
Well, great. Mike, you continue to, as I said, amaze. Check out, we're going to play the song right now for everybody out there. And it's Thin Armor by Mike Gormley. And
By Jackie O. It's by Jackie O.
Oh, with Jackie O. But written by the lyrics by Mike Gormley. Yes? Can I say that?
That's right. Yes. Okay. And Ira wrote the music.
Listen to that now. It's coming up, Thin Armor. And thanks again, Mike. Hopefully you can hang out with us. We're going to talk to Adam Phillips here up next, the folk orchestra.
Yeah, I want to hear about this 30-piece folk orchestra.
Yeah, folk orchestra cool. Of Santa Barbara. And also he's doing something really, really cool right now. It's called Trail Music, Classes. So we're going to talk to Adam Phillips up next. And here is Thin Armor by Jackie O.
Shroud. cold.
Hey, it's Tim Stack here, and I just did the Jeremiah Show and had a really, really great time. Check me out at TV's Tim Stack on Twitter.
Cannot get to sleep at night, taunted by that new daylight. When you just can't sleep before the morn, and you do not feel reborn. Wait up for me. Wait up for me. I'll be coming home, so you don't have to be alone.
Welcome back to the Jeremiah Show. We've got, God, it's so nice to have both of our good friends on today, Mike Gormley of LA Personal Development. And now I want to introduce and bring in Adam Phillips. He is the founder of the Folk Orchestra Santa Barbara. Such a great your orchestra, what you guys have put out there, your concerts up until this year, March or whatever.
Yeah.
Tell Adam, welcome to the show, and kind of give us a little bit of a background for those that aren't familiar with the Folk Orchestra of Santa Barbara. How you founded it, why you founded it, what makes it so special.
Yeah, so I started the orchestra back in the beginning of 2017, and what it is, it's a 30-piece orchestra, and half of it is classical strings, violins, violas, cellos, double bass, and the other half is all folk instruments, so acoustic guitars and mandolins and Celtic harp and various bagpipes and Irish whistles and cellophane, nickel harpa and pipgorn and all this stuff. And every concert changes. We do different cultures or different themes. So we do Scottish and Irish and Nordic and Mexicana and Americana. And so the folk instruments all kind of change up depending on what culture or theme we're doing. Mm. And so it's been a great time. We've been up until, well, our very last concert that we were supposed to do, we sold out a few days beforehand, and then we shut down for up until now. So we didn't get to do that one, but
Will you come back? Will you do that show that, or will you pick up with something new, do you think?
We'll see, because by the time we come back, it'll have been probably a year and a half or so. And so it's like a whole new ball game. So we might kick it off with kind of a greatest hits, or we might start right back with that one was going to be the Irish concert. So,
well, one of the things I love about the Folk Orchestra Santa Barbara is also the locations, kind of the journey up until the concert. So if you're a fan, and you want to hear the Folk Orchestra of Santa Barbara rehearse, you guys have rehearsed in some really unique places. I'll let you tell us about them.
Yeah, so
so you can kind of join in and have a beer, have a pint, and go ahead. Good. Fill in the blanks.
Yeah, there. So we've been really lucky. Our first three seasons, we were rehearsing at Telegraph Brewing, which is now was been sold and is closed. But so we rehearsed right in the brewery. People came and got a beer and got to hear the entire process from me handing out the music to the players and figuring everything out. And then this last season, we've been at Carr Winery, which is they have beautiful wines, and a beautiful space. It's a great venue on its own. And so, yeah, people come in to our rehearsals Thursday night.
It's magical because at the brewery, you were underneath, you were in between the tanks, the big blue tanks, right?
Yeah.
So
for a while.
It's at night, it's lit well, and you got this 30-piece orchestra and Adam there, and then you can get a beer and kind of watch.
Weird noises sometimes.
And then over at Carr Winery, same thing. Big barrels of wine, that you're in the. It's just beautiful, candlelit and
almost it's a beautiful space.
Yeah, it's a neat experience. So then you can watch up. If you're a ticket buyer for the concert, but you can go in and kind of jump in and peek in and then eavesdrop as you guys rehearse and practice. It's kind of a neat experience.
Yeah.
And then tell me about. I know you really worked hard on this, on the location now of the concerts or where they were before and where they will probably return, I would imagine. It's a really unique spot in Santa Barbara. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we've been really lucky. I've worked out a partnership with the Santa Barbara Trust for Historic Preservation, which they run and operate the Presidio. It's the old Spanish fort, somewhat rebuilt Spanish fort on Canon Perdido Street in Santa Barbara. And it has the chapel, which is this gorgeous, long sanctuary with the old clay towel tiles and built out of adobe. And the acoustics in it are just amazing.
Hand-painted like murals.
Yeah, and so you go in with a 30-piece orchestra, and people are like, everywhere I sit for these concerts, it's like I'm just like getting a warm sonic hug because it's just beautiful in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a wonderful place to play.
So I feel like your music is so special, and the orchestra and everybody that you have involved, the town, the people that come out and really have found you, and they support. They're loyal. They're there every single show. Like my mom, she tries to get the front seat. Front seat every time. She shows up 3 hours early. But you have this great support. But you also have incorporated the town into the music in a way, which is so unique, and the location. So you've really got this. As a founder, in your role, you really think through everything from beginning to end, and the experience and the environment. Mike Gormley, we got to get you a seat up there in the front row one of these nights.
We can bring you back. It really does sound incredible. Or get all 30 of you down here to LA. One of the two.
Hey, that sounds good too. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a beautiful experience. And, and it's all Santa Barbara. It's all Santa Barbara musicians. And so it's been a great kind of local experience. And so we've got a lot of just very loyal fans and people who just love to come in and be at it.
Yeah.
Have you recorded or is the music available anywhere?
There's only like YouTube clips and nothing professionally recorded yet. Every time, well, we were kind of gearing up for that this year. kind of when we get back at it. Yeah.
Well, Adam is also releasing an album called Songs I Sing. Yeah. Did I get the title correct?
Yeah.
Songs I Sing. And we're also playing a single that's released and is on YouTube. But Adam, hold that thought. When we come back, I'd like to talk to you about, how you've got this big orchestra, 30-piece orchestra, and and you can't perform like most musicians. The venues aren't open, and you aren't able to do what you love to do. But there's a way. You always find a way. And you have, and we're going to hear about that when we come back. We're talking with founder of Folk Orchestra Santa Barbara, Adam Phillips. We've also got Mike Gormley here from LA Personal Development. We'll be right back after this break.
She broke down the other day, yeah, you know, some things in life may change, and some things, they stay the same.
Brooke Williamson, Top Chef, Season 14 winner, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show, so don't go away.
You're listening to The Jeremiah Show with Dr. D. Find all of our past shows on iTunes, podcasts, The Jeremiah Show.
The Jeremiah Show soundtrack is always original, every single show. Did you know there are 10 original songs for each episode? The music on the show is a running soundtrack in my life. I'm always listening to new and original voices that inspire me. I listen for hooks in a song. I listen for melodies that add emotion to our show. If you listen carefully to the 10 songs, you will also find a subtle theme that underscores my guest's vision or just how I feel that day. If you'd like to hear one of your songs played on the show, email me at jeremiah@thejeremiahshow.com.
Oh, Mary Jane, you step on a train, head for the city light, yearning inside to swim with the tide and taste it all right. Back on a shoulder, breathing the cold, there by the metal track, she saw it all shine and swore in her mind she'd never go back. She don't mind the late night radio. She don't mind the late night radio.
Welcome back to The Jeremiah Show. We have Mike Gormley, LA Personal Development, on the show today. He wrote a new song performed by Jackie O. We played it earlier, Thin Armor. And we've got Adam Phillips, founder, Folk Orchestra Santa Barbara. Adam, before the break, we were talking about how the pandemic has canceled your latest sold-out concert back in March. You had to cancel at a drop of the hat, and you weren't able to perform that concert. You found a way, though. You need, you know, you create, you make music. That's what you do, and what we all love so much here in Santa Barbara, all your fans. What are you doing now? How do you deal with this, and what's
Well, I mean, right now it's fairly impossible to get 30 musicians together to play. So that's been on hold. I've done some small things here or there. But I had the idea a couple years ago to teach group classes out on the trails. We have all these beautiful parks and trails in Santa Barbara. And so what I'm doing is I'm teaching Native American flute and ukulele, and I'm doing a folk songs class. And I've picked these beautiful spots under gorgeous oak trees, and people are kind of hiking up the trail on their own and meeting. And I cut 6-foot sections of bamboo, and I space them out in a circle so everyone has their own, like, their own space and keeps socially distanced. And people are learning music out in nature. And I've really kind of, it feels like a good antidote to all the screen time that we've been forced into with all this. And so I have mostly adults and that are signing up for 6-week sessions, and it's been a blast, and people just love it. I have this one lady who is a fourth grade teacher in town, and she this is her second session. She's taking ukulele, and she's like, you know, I don't even tell people that I'm going to like my ukulele class. She's like, I tell them I'm going to like my therapy, because it's just so nice to be out here. Yeah. And I just love the class that much. So it's been a great experience, because it's like I said, people go spend an hour with me out safely in nature and get to learn cool music. So
you can still do that in the present circumstances, COVID circumstances?
Yeah, so this I started back in June, actually.
Yeah.
So it's been all outdoors, and like I said, I keep everyone in separated and in their own spots and open air, and it's been awesome.
Okay, and the great Mike Gormley is here, and he's got a question for Adam.
I just want a little more of your background. You know, what led you to all of this? You've been playing around Santa Barbara for a while. Did you go to music school? How did that come together up to the point of having this orchestra?
I have no idea. Now, my background is kind of all over the place. I grew up in a tiny, tiny town in Western New York outside of Buffalo. Rolling Hills, literally more cows than people. Grew up singing in the church choir with my grandparents and my mom. And then I wound up going to school in New York for musical theater. I did a BFA in musical theater. And then I kind of fairly randomly moved to Santa Barbara. And there was like no musical theater going on at the time. And so I tapped over into doing a lot more music. And I did my, so I've always been more of a singer, actually. It's funny because people now know me as more of a, like the weird instrument guy who plays all this weird stuff. But I did my master's in classical voice in Santa Barbara. And then, but I got into folk music along the way, and I was doing more bluegrass Americana stuff. And then I had a trio for a while with a cellist and a violist, and I was playing guitar and mandolin. And then I kind of tapped into bagpipes and whistles, and I had a lot of friends. We met up one time at my house, and I told everyone to bring a folk tune, and we just kind of jammed on it. And after that, I was like, man, it would be awesome to have an orchestra that played like real arrangements of these tunes, and so that we could all get together and play, just play this music. And really, I was getting into bagpipes at the time, so I wanted people to be forced into playing bagpipes with me. So, and all the musicians that I mentioned it to were like, dang, if you do that, I'm in. And so I just decided to do it. And originally I thought I'd have about 17 players, and I wound up having about 30. And and the only problem with it is that there aren't any groups like this in the United States that I've found. There's a couple in England that are kind of similar, but what it means is that I can't just buy scores. And so I actually have to write all the music myself. So it takes a lot of time, but it's rewarding, because every Thursday night people show up and I hand them music that I just wrote.
And that's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah. And so it's been a learning experience, and it's, you know, it still feels weird to tell people that I have my own 30-piece orchestra, but here I am.
It's a large minority, but still a minority, who likes bagpipe music.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to confess, I don't mind the bagpipes, but I love the percussion that goes with it. The percussion that goes with bagpipes has just got this incredible feel.
Yeah. So I play various kinds. So I play mostly Scottish small pipes, and then I play the Galician gaita, and then also a Swedish sockpipa, which is this weird medieval sounding Swedish bagpipe, and then and kind of there's and various others, but all the percussion, it's funny, they go hand in hand in a lot of the different cultures. There's a very specific, like, these are gaita gallega, they're bagpipes from Galicia, and there's a very specific snare drum and bass drum accompaniment that goes with them. And then, of course, on the other side, like the Uilleann pipes, all the Irish music and the Scottish music that they play with a Bowron is it's just awesome. It's such a cool combination of sounds.
Well, I hope you get back to playing live, and
I'm gonna
be there. If somebody tells me about it, I'll be there.
Awesome. Right now I'm working with a city. There's the old Pershing Park band shell down near the harbor, and I'm working with the city to get that back up and running. So it's got, actually it was built 101 years ago, and at the time they had bench seating for 2,000 people. And then it's kind of fallen into disrepair, and it actually needs, I was thinking maybe I only needed to raise like $5,000 to, you know, fix the floor and a paint job, but then we had to have a structural engineer check it out, and it's probably going to be more like $100,000. But
pull out your checkbook, Mike.
Do that. Yeah. But so my goal is.
Well, I gotta go. Sorry.
Yeah.
Come on, the Gormley. What would it be called? The Gormley
Pavilion.
Yeah, there you go. The Gormley Bandshell. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, but you know, there's people in Santa Barbara and around that can do that, and then all of a sudden, boom, we have a beautiful, viable outdoor venue in Santa Barbara for everyone to use, and so we're working on it.
I'm curious what your influences are, and when you talk about folk music, and you've got this 30-piece orchestra, and you listed all of the various types, I mean, most people in this country are going to say, "Oh, well, music from the 50s and 60s, or 60s and 70s, yeah. You know, folk music from that era." But we don't think about folk music from other parts of, or we don't call it folk music from other parts of the world. What were your main influences that got you on this particular path?
Oh, man. Like I said, I came from all over the place and more from the classical side of things. But I always kind of loved the sound of bagpipes. When I was 16, I promised myself that I would get Highland pipes within 5 years. Flash forward 5 years ago, and I finally got them, or I finally got the small pipes. And so it was getting going on that just sent me listening to more folk music besides just Americana and bluegrass. And then, man, I have gone down some weird YouTube rabbit holes. and that's what happens.
Haven't we all? Haven't we all?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, what is that instrument? And then I research it, and I program concerts around them, and I learn how to play them, and then away we go.
One of the things that fascinates me about the diversity of instruments is, who the heck thought of putting those things together to make a sound? You know, bagpipes, I think of, or even horns in an orchestra, like a French horn or a tuba or a baritone or any of the other brass, or the reed instruments or the strings. You know, I was going to ask you, so do you have a jug band as part of your orchestra and a washboard? And that was what I was thinking of in folk music.
I've- thought about it.
You can bring Dr. D, and he's got all both of those.
I got both of those. You betcha.
Right? Yeah.
Nice.
I have them. I don't know how to play
you do it
them,
off
but
your belly, right?
I don't know. I do it off my knee, maybe. Playing the spoons.
Hey, Adam, what trails? How do you pick the trails for your music?
Your trail music class. I kind of went around and hiked all over looking for beautiful spots because I need places where people can, you know, park. And, you know, I have two little girls, and so I've spent a lot of times kind of hiking around the different trails. So I had a good idea of where I wanted to go. But then, you know, I was looking for places where people didn't have to actually hike too far to get there. And also where there was, you know, enough parking for people to come in. And then, you know, I wanted places where at the right time of day, we'd have, you know, good shade and a beautiful setting and enough room to kind of be spaced apart to, you know, to be safely distant. But really in this town, there's so many places. There's so many, you know, throw a stone and you can find a beautiful place in a gorgeous park. So we're really lucky that way.
Got two final questions for you guys. I want to let you go, get back to your music. Mike Gormley, I'll start with you. We talked about the fall and things to look forward to in the fall. What's your favorite thing to do in the fall? What are you looking forward to?
Let's see. I've gotten away from sugar, but it used to be candy around Halloween. That was the highlight.
Mike Gormley out trick-or-treating.
That's right.
Right from the end of October through to January 1st was Candyland. But no, I'm trying not to do that. But I love this time of year. It's the build-up to Christmas. Halloween's fun, but then you start getting into that spirit, whatever that spirit is, and hopefully we'll be in that spirit this year, and it'll be just something to look forward to. Christmas time and Hanukkah time and everything that people. I used to think that it's silly to say that, but people really feel better around that time of year. Mm-hmm. They're nicer for some reason.
And a little bit, yeah.
I enjoy that.
And I think we need to really this year with everything that we've all had a tough year and really have a good, really try to make an effort to bring back the traditions. And you're a grandfather now, I know, so I'm sure that's a lot of fun when you've got children around and Adam's a father.
Well, I was just going to say, hopefully we, you know, on those holidays, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and so on, there can be a get together. I hope families are able to do that.
How about you, Adam?
You know, similarly, I'm looking forward to just, you know, my daughters are 4 and 6. And so we're at the time when the holidays with them are just awesome. Yeah. You know, they have that like lifting off the ground because they're so excited. So, so it's just a spectacular season. But I also love the dichotomy of in my mind, those holidays are still cold weather. Holidays growing up where I grew up, but like I get to intersperse them with also going to the beach in the afternoons and like body surfing and watching my girls jump in the waves. So
Adam, you'll relate to the other fall thing that we can't do out here that much, a little bit, is huge piles of leaves that have fallen, and you dive into them and kick them around and make a mess, and then you leave and somebody else cleans it up.
I really timed it well because my moving out here really got me out of a ton of leaf raking from my parents
and shoveling snow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, my parents
know what?
Bought a snowblower when I moved
here
to California.
I should say something. We would Ottawa would know when they were going to get a blizzard when Buffalo got one the day before. So, we would know it was coming. But somehow there was a stream, a wind stream that brought us. Oh God, Buffalo snowed in. Here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah. There's an old joke from where I'm from. the next town north, which is kind of more of a city, is Batavia. And then they'd say, why is it so cold in Batavia? And the punchline is, because Buffalo sucks and Rochester blows. And so, yeah, blows all the way up to Ottawa for you there.
There you go. It does.
There you go. Mike, I think those are good words to end on, but unless you've got a joke, an Ottawa joke.
Let's go with that.
No. Love you, Buffalo, I swear.
Adam, cool. We're going to play your single that you just released in its entirety right now here on the radio. Can you introduce it properly for us?
Yeah. So this is at the beginning of all this, all the COVID time. I was doing a lot of recordings I was calling folk meditations. And so using different folk instruments and drone sounds and all acoustic instruments. And so this one is with my Shruti box, which is an Indian drone sound, and as well as my Native American flute. It's called Falling Water.
Beautiful. We're going to play it right now, the world radio premiere. Hey, guys, it was so great to have you both on, and congratulations on your singles. Again, Thin Armor, performed by Jackie O, but written by our good friend here, Mike Gormley, and Adam Phillips, founder of the Folk Orchestra Santa Barbara. We're playing both singles on the show today. Have a great fall. Start looking forward to all these good traditions, and I look forward to seeing you guys hopefully soon someday as well. In person.
Thanks a lot. Awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Communicate, listen more, and evolve. Have a great week, everybody. Thank you.
looked her right through. Telling Red Joe the place she'd go, wiping the table clean. She got no idea the demon of fear or what a broken heart means. She don't mind the late night radio. She don't mind the late night radio.
Hi, this is comedian Maude Strobrani, and you are listening to The Jeremiah Show on AM 1290 KZSB Santa Barbara. Listen, man.
Do you need help with your restaurant or hospitality business? See how we can help your business at hjlrestaurantadvisors.com. Check out our website at thejeremiahshow.com. We are on iTunes and SoundCloud. Please subscribe on iTunes, podcast The Jeremiah Show. Did you like our soundtrack? Find all of our soundtracks on Spotify, The Jeremiah Show. As always, a big thanks to Dr. D for making our voices come alive on the airwaves, and to our station manager, Les Carroll, for letting us on the airwaves at all. Be sure to check out our very own Richard Dr. D. Dugan's Peabody Award-nominated radio show, Tell Me Your Story, every Sunday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. Thank you for listening to The Jeremiah Show with Dr. D. Listeners, we appreciate you and want to hear from you. Please send us your ideas at ShowJeremiah on Twitter and Instagram. The Jeremiah Show is produced by executive producer Jeremiah Higgins and sound engineer Richard Dr. D. Dugan. Have a great rest of your week, everyone. Evolve.
Red and yellow and on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors of
red and yellow and on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors of
the most beautiful.